The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. It is like a man traveling abroad. He leaves home and places his servants in charge, each with his own work, and orders the gatekeeper to be on the watch. Watch, therefore. You do not know when the Lord of the house is coming, whether in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or in the morning. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all. Watch." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Happy New Year. A new year is always a good time to recall the old years and how well we have done in living the life God intended for us. A time to look at or to take another look at what we have learned or what we should have learned. Who remembers Jim Ulansky or Mike Matter, Mike Morgan, Drew and David Jones, Matt McCarthy, Gary Jubenville? Any of those ring a bell? Who remembers the sixth grade parochial championship team in basketball in 1974? Well, I do. Donovan North Raiders. And here is a picture of the team. And it's with our trophies and our coach, Mr. Kehoe. And we went undefeated that year, except for one game that we lost by 1 point. I guess that means we weren't undefeated. Anyhow, how did we get to be champions? By practicing. And we practiced even though we did not have a gym to practice in. We would borrow the gym at St. Michael Byzantine Church, which at that time was on Pearson Road in Flint. It was about 2 miles from the house where I lived in the north end of Flint, and a couple of blocks from the school I attended. We would also use the gym at St. Luke's. It was a little closer to home, but not by much. Walking to and from practice in those days was not unheard of. But when schedules provided, I did get a ride now and then. And when a ride was expected, I was instructed to wait until it got there. Mind you, now in those days, there was no such thing as a cell phone. And sometimes there were no pay phones in the vicinity. And for the young people, a pay phone was a phone that hung on the wall that you put a little change into, and it gave you a minute or two to speak to someone on the other end of the line. And in light of that, you would have to place a lot of trust in the last spoken word you heard. So if the ride was late, I waited, even if the ride was hours late. On occasion, my ride would be late. With 11 siblings, my parents had a lot to juggle to keep schedules in line and on time. And on the occasions when my ride would be late, thoughts would run through my imagination as I waited for my ride to arrive. The longer the wait, the wilder my imagination. When the day began to wane and darkness slowly set in, fear started to dominate my thoughts. I began to question myself. Did they really forget about me? Did my dad really find me in a trash can, as he often joked? Did Dad really mean to stay put until someone came and got me? I could be here till sunrise. Should I knock on a stranger's door and use their phone to alert my family of the missing child? As a last resort, maybe they will remember me when they sit down for dinner, and the empty space at the table will jog their memory. That would happen a lot. Well, in my wait to forego my fear, I would take the opportunity to do my homework. And before I knew it, my ride would arrive. At the time, I looked at these experiences as someone having a lapse of memory, a place where love was lacking, a sense of being rejected or unwanted, that there was no interest in me or in what I was doing. But after taking a look at it from another perspective, mainly as God would want me to see it. Getting home after an experience of such sort was the greatest feeling in the world. I knew I was in a place where I was loved, even though I thought I was forgotten. I knew I was in a place where, though I was one of many, we were one family. I knew that despite my imagination and fear, the trust I placed in my father and mother would ultimately prevail. These experiences when I was young proved to be that which strengthened my love for God, my father and mother, my family, and my home today. And the season of Advent always brings me back to this. In our first reading from Isaiah, we are reminded of our Father in heaven. As Isaiah says, "You, Lord, are our Father. Our Redeemer, you are named forever." We read this and say, duh, who doesn't know that? But how soon we forget. Isaiah goes on to say how soon we forget. "Why do you let us wander, O Lord, from your ways, and harden our hearts so that we fear you not?" And that is exactly what we do. We go to practice without the Lord and expect great things. Isaiah reminds us that that cannot happen. "Behold, you are angry, and we are sinful. All of us have become like unclean people. All our good deeds are like polluted rags. We have all withered like leaves, and our guilt carries us away like the wind." No wonder we deny guilt its place by legitimizing sin. Despite our going to practice without the Lord, he is still our Father. Whether we pay heed to his commands or follow our own way, he is still our Father. Isaiah concludes with that sentiment, "Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay and you the potter. We are all the work of your hands." In St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, he mentions that God is faithful. In that statement alone, we get the sense that we are not. And we are right. God's word does not change over time, but our understanding of it does. And to understand his word, Paul reminds us that we are called by him to fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, the Word himself. This is where our practicing the faith will begin and continue. Saint Jose Maria Escriva puts it like this in terms of an outcome to our practicing, and I am paraphrasing here. "We all have a beginning point, but perseverance belongs to the saints." Now we are all called to be saints. That is why we are called to fellowship with Jesus Christ. But if we fail to practice in that fellowship, to persevere in our faith, sainthood is unattainable. Like that sixth grade championship team, without practicing, it could have never happened. In the gospel today from Mark, Jesus says, "Be watchful, be alert." These words are often taken for granted in many situations. Take that championship team from the sixth grade, for example. I would like to think that we were champions, for we won the Christmas tournament. We were undefeated in league play, but we lost the championship by 1 point. Being watchful and being alert would have helped us in winning the championship, if not for one major stupid mistake we made at the end of the game. In all the excitement that a close game provides, the players got a little confused and disoriented in the uproar of the crowd. Up by 1 point, we were all on our feet as time was running out and our opponents had the ball. As they were headed down the court, we stole it from them, and the crowd let out a cheer. The cheer turned into a gasp as the player who stole the ball headed down the court to score a basket uncontested. This proved to be the game-winning points. for our opponents, for the basket that was made was their basket. But I like to think that we were still champions. Advent, in the church's infinite wisdom, is observed every year. It is a time that is set aside to remind us that we are in waiting. There is a twofold aspect to this time of waiting. We are waiting to celebrate and recognize the coming of our Lord and Savior, our Redeemer, Jesus Christ, as flesh and blood, as man, God incarnate on Christmas Day. And that we are in waiting for his coming again in glory as King. Much like the time I spent in waiting for a ride after basketball practice, our thoughts can start to get away from us. And we go astray under our own efforts, forging a way we believe is the way of the Lord. As Saint Jose Maria Escriva points out, perseverance belongs to the saints. That is, perseverance in the way of the Lord. The trust that I placed in my father and mother was well placed. This Advent season, again, let us be reminded that the Lord is our goal, that fellowship with him is the gain. We must live the life that God intended us to live. If the years past haven't proven to be good, let us start anew this year in a place where we are loved and not forgotten, where we are many but one, where we place our trust in the Father, where we are home. And if we persevere, we will be with the Lord. Watch, therefore. You do not know when the Lord of the house is coming, whether in the evening or at midnight or at cockcrow or in the morning. May he not come suddenly and find us sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all, watch.